Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, says Trump certainly will accept the outcome of the election. And she's not the only one saying that in the wake of Trump's own refusal to say it in last night's debate.
Reince Priebus, the RNC chairman, saying of course he would accept the election results. But other Republican critics jumping on Donald Trump, including Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, tweeting this last night, saying that Donald Trump saying that he might not accept election results is beyond the pale.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Now, of course, a candidate refusing to acknowledge the election outcome is not unprecedented. It happened in 2000 when Al Gore only conceded once the Supreme Court cut short the Florida recount. A federal judge in Alexandria presides over a hearing later this morning on an effort to extend Virginia's voter registration deadline. The state's voter registration website crashed on Monday, the last day to register, leaving potentially thousands of people unable to register. Governor Terry McAuliffe is among those urging the court to extend the deadline. There's been a lot of talk about voter fraud this election season, and officials in Loudoun County are now teaching you how to spot it.
Whether you're working on election day or just want to know more about how to spot someone committing fraud and what to do if you run into other issues at your polling location, you can learn about it in these sessions held by the Loudoun County Republican Committee, which is chaired by Will Estrada.
Just to watch out for any potential voter fraud on election day.
There will be two-hour training sessions taking place this Saturday and next Thursday at the Loudoun County Republican Committee office in Sterling. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Metro Board is preparing for a very long public hearing today on the controversial proposal to cut back on late night hours of service. The hearing starts at 12:30 today, but it's scheduled to end at 10 tonight.
Up for debate are four proposals to change Metro's operating hours to give crews more time to do track repairs. Two would have Metro close at or before midnight every day. The others call for Metro to close at 1 and 3 a.m. respectively on Fridays and Saturdays. At a meeting last month, Board Chair Jack Evans said the system needs to keep late night service.
People who work in those establishments, people who clean them, who close up at night, all those things, people who probably can't afford to take an Uber or something else home need to rely on Metro.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New this morning, Iraqi special forces have entered a town near Mosul hours after joining a massive operation to retake Mosul from ISIS. Militants unleashed a number of suicide truck bombs during a heavy gun battle before the elite Iraqi forces entered the town. The Iraqi prime minister says the operation's going more quickly than they thought. The European Space Agency says it hasn't received any signals from its experimental Mars lander since shortly before it was meant to reach the red planet's surface. That means the planned soft landing of the probe likely failed, although they say there is no confirmation yet of that. And a new poll conducted for the Virginia Chamber of Commerce finds that a plurality of Virginians would favor a Redskins move to Virginia. Governor Terry McAuliffe has been courting the team, which is looking for a new stadium site. 46% of those surveyed like the idea of putting a new Redskins stadium in Northern Virginia, but the survey also found scant support for tax incentives to encourage the team to move. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,203, the Nasdaq at 52,46. Sports, the Cleveland Indians are going to the World Series, wrapping up the ALCS with a Game 5 win over Toronto. The Cubs tie the NLCS at 2 apiece, beating the Dodgers. Hockey, the Caps are in Florida tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weeknights at 6.
I cannot and I will not stand idle.
The Great One.
We need things shaken up. We really do.
Mark Levin.
That's what we need to do.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL.
Where
Washington comes to talk.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. Virtualphysical.com. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. Yes, we are just crawling along here trying to get through Manassas. But the better news, up ahead, the crash after 28 Centerville. I'm looking at everything over to the right shoulder. Not much to check out, but we'll see a police car there with the flashing lights. Once you get beyond there, you get finally a break through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Brief delays at the Beltway. For the Beltway, leaving the Mixing Bowl, jammed on the outer loop to try to cross the Wilson Bridge. Delays as you come off of 95. Solid lineup, but the incident on the bridge has been resolved. But I'm still seeing some police activity on the shoulders, so we haven't quite wrapped everything up, but the lanes are open, so once you get on the bridge, the pace is getting a little bit better. It's the waiting to get you there. 395, commuters taking that bailout route to go across the 14th Street Bridge on the southbound. 295 is a workaround, and that's picking up a lot of the extra volume. DDOT telling me they're responding to a crash, and it looks like delays are forming here. 295 northbound, before you get to the Suitland Parkway. So past the Naval Research Lab, do watch. We have a crash on the northbound side of 295. Fairfax Police with a closure near Fort Belvoir. Southbound Route 1, Richmond Highway shut down between Pohick Road and Lorton Road because of the crash. Northbound just slowly getting by the scene of the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run through today with overcast and warm conditions this morning. Some sun mixes in as we head through the day. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 84. Tonight, slight chance of showers, 66. Tomorrow, windy, and then rain coming in late in the day, 71. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Alexandria, 66 in Gaithersburg, 69 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. WikiLeaks gives us a list of rejected Hillary Clinton campaign slogans. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 7:08 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry as we give you our analysis and post-debate coverage. And we also want to hear from you. What'd you think of the big debate in Vegas? Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Coming up at 8:05, Joe Concha, media reporter from The Hill, will get his take on Chris Wallace's job as moderator and also the media's job spinning the post-debate coverage. I am Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, if you want to ride the train, it has to be open. That's part of the way that thing works. And as you know, Metro has been closed down now late at night so they can do a lot of track work, and they want to continue that. They want to eliminate late night service going forward. The District of Columbia, not very happy about that. Mayor Bowser sent a pretty hot letter over to Metro in advance of their meeting today to discuss this. Joining us on the line right now, Leif Dormsjoe, Director of the District Department of Transportation. Okay, look, I mean, I'm with you on this one. We're the capital of the Western world. We ought to have a world-class Metro system. The train ought to run past midnight. We have good reasons for that in a major metropolitan city. But they argue that they need the time to make sure that the system continues to be safe after all this safe track work. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, we have certainly been very supportive of the whole Safe Track initiative. You know, I think people understood there needed to be some shared pain. While Paul Wiedefeld and the management team at WMATA started to get some of these rehabilitative projects underway. But there really hasn't been a full explanation of what is going to be required, you know, for the next 18 months or 2 years to justify shutting down the system early. We've looked at Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, San Francisco, systems that are of the same age as Metro, and they all have late night service. I mean, they're different. You know, some close at 2, some close at 3, but everyone, you know, effectively has late night service. They're able to get the maintenance done. And, you know, I think what we're trying to communicate to Metro is that, you know, at a certain point here, they need to bring things back to normal. And I think hopefully a lot of people turn out to the public hearing today and communicate, you know, this significant impact that this has on them in terms of their mobility.
So you raise these other cities, and I think that's what a lot of people think of. It's like, how does Chicago make this work? How does New York make this work? And we're a world-class city. We're bigger than some of the other cities you mentioned, like Philadelphia and Boston. So how do they make it work? Do they have multiple tracks so they can have the trains running on one track while the maintenance is being done on the other? Are they just better at this, or do they have different cost structures because of the labor agreements?
You know, those are all very good questions. I don't think that the labor costs or the labor agreements are that different. If you look at them nationally, they all pretty much mirror each other. You know, a lot of it comes down to scheduling, the efficiency of the crews. Unfortunately, I don't think, you know, there's the kind of management discipline in the Washington area that, you know, you see in other places. The FTA has observed that, you know, it takes WMATA a long time to mobilize and demobilize if they're getting crews out onto the tracks and having communication issues, you know, in terms of making sure people are going to the right places. So, you know, the board members have been skeptical about this second phase of Safe Tracks. I think they understood the need to do all these heavy repairs in an accelerated way over the course of a year. But the question is, what more needs to be done, you know, going forward, and, you know, can we do things in a more flexible way? And it seems like essentially that the Metro management team has said it's kind of all or nothing. They have to flip the switch off at 12 midnight. They're not exactly sure where they're going to be working and what track they're going to be inspecting, but gosh, it'd be a whole lot easier if they could just get the trains and the customers out of the way. And I just, you know, I think that that's an oversimplification of what, you know, is a vitally important priority. One, maintenance, but maintenance is important, but we also need to be mindful. We have this system for a reason, right? It's to move people.
What I'm wondering is if there's not a middle ground here that ultimately makes a lot of sense, and that is, okay, if you have an emergency and you need to do track work, why not shut down that area that is actually impacted and leave the rest of it open?
Well, I think that you're right on there. And, you know, I think a good example of that is we had the Nationals in the playoffs just last week.
Mm-hmm.
And the policy was the system gets shut down at, you know, at 12 midnight, you know, no exception. And when we talked to the Metro team, we said, well, how about just keeping the green line open? You know, how about just allowing for, you know, the patrons of the game to get out of the area, get to parking facilities, get to other Metro stations where they may have driven in or carpooled in to distribute that crowd, which day in and day out has 10 to 15,000 Metro riders coming to and from the game. How do we just adjust to this new reality, but show a little bit of flexibility? And, you know, it was just a very binary response. If we do it for you, we'll have to do it for everybody else.
Right.
The answer is no.
Well, I mean, just one other question. Would it make sense then to say, okay, on weeknights, for example, Monday through Thursday, are Sunday through Thursday. We close down at midnight. We give you time to do it. But on Friday nights, on Saturday nights, the big date nights, everybody wants to get out, we're going to stay open. Would that be something that would be acceptable?
You know, I think that the mayor and Jack Evans, who are really the most vocal leaders from the district, you know, they're looking for, you know, a different alternative. Now, we've got alternatives that, you know, basically have the same impact, the same impact, but there's kind of a minor difference between all of the alternatives. So I don't think we currently have a scenario on the table that works for the district.
I got to say I'm dumbfounded right now, Mr. Dormshow, because I don't understand why we're all trying to figure out compromises with Metro. They work for us. You're the director of transportation in the District of Columbia, and I just said, how can other cities get this done and we can't? And your answer basically was, they've got better management and they've got more efficient workers. Why? Who's the person who says to Metro, this is your job? Your job is to provide this transportation. Your job is to get the job done when it comes to maintenance during off hours. And if you can't get the job done, then we will get better managers and better workers who can get the job done. Because you know better than anyone that that's how it's done in other cities and that's how it's done in other industries.
Well, I think you've summarized the structural problem with Metro pretty well.
Okay, but who fixes it? It's been going on for decades.
Yeah, and it's the kind of original sin of creating this compact organization between the three jurisdictions in the region, and then they introduce the federal government.
Right, it all goes back to that, and yet here we are. Well, sadly, we're out of time, but I would love to engage with you further, even if it's over a beer.
Yeah,
Leif Dormshow, I'm sure you have plenty to say.
Thanks a lot. It's good to have you.
Not late at night.
Right, we won't be able to get home.
And of course, that hearing for WMATA is scheduled for today. It should be pretty interesting. We'll give you some details on what happens. It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and on topic, Metro Rail, they had a broken down train on the Blue Line Van Dorn and they needed a single track. That train has just moved along, so they're trying to get back on schedule, no longer single tracking those Blue Line trains between Franconia and Van Dorn. Now, to the Beltway we go. It is a mess trying to cross the Wilson Bridge in each direction, which huge delays. The incident had been on the coming out of Virginia, Alexandria, on that outer loop stretch. Now, everything's been reopened, but I'm still looking at police activity on both shoulders of the local and the through lane. So as you leave 95, merging onto the Beltway, that is where your delays begin. Also, commuters opting to take 395 across the 14th Street Bridge to eventually head south on 295. That picks up a lot of extra volume. And along the way, after the 14th Street Bridge near the Case Bridge, we had an incident to the shoulder. Fairfax, please heads up. We have a closure on Route 1, Richmond Highway, southbound closed between Pohick Road and Lorton Road due to the crash. Northbound, we have lanes open, slowly getting through. 66 East after 28 Centerville crash on the shoulder. Maryland top side of the Beltway. Crews looking at just a slow go here, but nothing in the way. Outer loop from 95 to George Avenue, so at least some good news there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we're going to have some sunshine later today and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. The high today will be 84, so fairly warm. Tonight, 66. Slight chance of showers. Then tomorrow, I'd have to call it sort of a rainy, windy day. And you know what that means, Larry? A lot of wet leaves will be everywhere. Ugh. That's right. The high will be 71. Winds out of the west-northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour, 80% chance of rain. And then tomorrow night, a 60% chance of rain and more gusty winds. Saturday and Sunday, Saturday looks windy in the low 60s. Sunday in the mid-60s looks like a pretty nice day. Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It's now 7:18 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
One of my first acts will be to get all of the drug lords, all of the bad ones. We have some bad, bad people. We have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
What's really important about WikiLeaks is that the Russian government has engaged in espionage against Americans. They have hacked American websites, American accounts of private people, of institutions. Then they have given that information to WikiLeaks for the purpose of putting it on the internet.
I don't know Putin. He said nice things about me. If we got along well, that would be good. If Russia and the United States got along well and went after ISIS, that would be good.
Because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet.
States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear you won't admit
no, you're
that the Russians have engaged in cyber attacks against the United States of America, that you encouraged espionage against our people.
Last night's debate, a little taste of it. We've got more for you, but yeah, we wonder what your highlights and lowlights were. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Let's just hit this one talking point head on, because this is what everyone in the media wants to talk about. It's this exchange from Chris Wallace and Donald Trump.
This election is rigged, and that Hillary Clinton is in the process of trying to steal it from you. I want to ask you here on the stage tonight, do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Sir, there is a tradition in this country. In fact, one of the prides of this country is the peaceful transition of power, and that no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that at the end of the campaign, that the loser concedes to the winner. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Well, the post-debate spin said that that's basically tantamount to Donald Trump's acting like Hitler or something. I don't know, but they're saying that this is the most outrageous thing they've ever heard and a threat to our very democracy. Sadly, I think that they have forgotten a couple of things in the past.
I'd say.
First of all, here's Hillary Clinton. By the way, Hillary's response on the debate stage, she clutched her pearls and everything.
That's horrifying. This is how Donald thinks. And it's funny, but it's also really troubling.
Okay, that's what she said last night. But here's what she said in 2009 in Nigeria, speaking about the 2000 election when she was Secretary of State.
Our presidential election came down to one state where the brother of the man running for president was the governor of the state. So we have our problems, too.
We have our problems, too, she said, and that was comparing it to the corruption in Nigeria. Also, by the way, just last week when Al Gore was doing a campaign appearance with Hillary Clinton, as Hillary Clinton sat behind her on
nodding Gore, approvingly.
Yeah, absolutely agreeing with everything that Al Gore and the crowd said, this happened.
For those of you older than 25, I heard you murmuring just now. But take it from me, it was a very close election. Elections, well,
you hear them chanting, you won, you won, you won. And Hillary Clinton nodded away, smiling, agreeing with them. So she still hasn't accepted the results of the 2000 election.
I'm stunned by this, Larry, because it seems to me that everybody is really cracking down on Donald Trump about this. But, I mean, look, why would you say in advance that you're going to accept the outcome of an election until you know how that election unfolds, given what we saw in 2000, given the fact that we now know that the DNC has been involved in dirty tricks?
Yep.
I mean, there's so much stuff out there that makes you say, well, you know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. But let's keep my, as we say in politics all the time, right now I'm going to keep my powder dry.
Well, that aspect was the big media narrative. We wanted to push back on it. Coming up next, your calls at 723.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It's Jamie Whitten. Have you ever dreamed of going to the dentist and actually enjoying your visit? Think that's impossible? Well, it can happen, and I can tell you where that dream place is: Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. Now they are my dentist, and I can tell you it really is the best place for you to get that beautiful smile. So you don't want to put it off. As a patient, I want to tell you what makes Bethesda Sedation Dentistry so special. Now, in addition to being great dentists, they really do understand about dental fear, and everything is talked about in advance. They'll take all questions. You can talk to them for as long as you want. It's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed that you are comfortable with. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, or maybe just have a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry, or you're just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Your call straight ahead right now, 725 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, what a morning we've been having here trying to get to the Wilson Bridge. It's just a mess with the big delays on the Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield, coming around from Annandale. Solid lineup to get onto the bridge. We had the earlier activity. Now, lanes have been reopened, but I'm still seeing police on both shoulders of the through and the local lane. So they're still going to be about the recovery here, and delays also on 95 as you come out of Newington. Delays also to 395, crossing the 14th Street Bridge and heading through town as an alternate that eventually goes south on 295. So 395 is your normal way to get into work. You will have extra commuters with you this morning. Let's go Maryland, 270 south. Once you get past Route 80 and 109, you'll hit it slow again, Clarksburg down through to the Beltway. For 95, 29, BW Parkway, it's been about the volume getting to the Beltway. 214 Central Avenue inside the Beltway near Addison Road for the crash. 295 northbound north of the Naval Research Lab. DDOT tells me, yes, they're with the crash, but now they have it to the shoulder. So you might watch when they get tow truck there, they may have to block again. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated showers, thunder showers today. Warm morning, partly sunny as we go through the day. 84 is too shy of a record. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 66, 71 tomorrow. Some rain developing as we go through the second part of the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees at 727.
Want your reaction to the debate? You heard a little bit of our reaction. 888-630 WMAL. Let's start with Russ in Centerville. Russ, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Listen, you talk about a puppet. Look at the sale of, what is it, uranium to the Russians?
Yeah, that was approved by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to an organization that gave money to the Clinton Foundation, yes?
Right, and I'm pretty sure that's factual. That's not a rumor, okay? Just remember, folks, that during World War II, the United States did not sell helium to the Germans. We were the only people that held the reserves of helium in the world.
All right.
And we knew not to send helium to the Germans. They had to use hydrogen.
All right. Thank you. I got it, Russ. You're right. I mean, there's no reason why we sold them uranium. But maybe that was part of Hillary's really successful reset button.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep taking your calls. So stay on the line if you are on the line. Russ is done. So there's one line open, 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 728.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer. stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh-so-happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Straight ahead, your calls, what you thought about the debate last night, 888-630-9625, 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Even if Donald Trump himself won't say it, many are saying it for him. Yes, he will accept the outcome of the election. Running mate Mike Pence.
I've said before that we'll certainly accept the outcome of this election.
Do you want Mr. Trump to make that clear?
But in the 20 days, right. He said it in the first debate.
Daughter Ivanka Trump.
Of course, I think my father will always do the right thing. That's the type of person he is. He'll either win or he won't win. And I believe he'll accept the outcome either way.
Campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
Donald Trump will accept the results of the election because he's going to win the election. So they'll be easy to accept. Absent evidence of widespread abuse and irregularities, yes, I would say that. But I actually think I'll be saying to him, congratulations, Mr. President.
Even if he doesn't immediately accept the outcome, though, it wouldn't be the first time it's happened. In 2000, Al Gore didn't concede for weeks. In a few hours, a federal judge in Alexandria will hear arguments on whether Virginia's voter registration deadline should be extended. Monday was the deadline, but the state's voter registration website crashed that day, meaning potentially thousands of people were unable to register. There's a public hearing today on proposed Metro service cutbacks. The transit agency says it needs to curtail late-night hours to give workers more time to perform routine maintenance on the tracks. A bag of potato chips and a lollipop got a teenage girl arrested in a Metro station Tuesday evening, and Metro police officers are being criticized for excessive use of force in the incident caught on a cell phone video.
Why are you walking my stuff? Because I have food in my hands.
Transit police say a charge of unlawful entry against the girl was dropped yesterday. Metro bans eating or drinking on trains or inside stations. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18203, the Nasdaq at 5246. Sports: Cleveland's the American League champion, beating the Blue Jays in five games in the ALCS. The Cubs beat the Dodgers to tie the NLCS at two apiece. NHL, the Caps take on the Panthers in Florida tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland will start topside of the Beltway, College Park, 95 and around George Avenue. Very heavy this morning. Had one incident reported along the way, now cleared. Trying to get through White Oak South on 29. We have the volume every morning, but now it looks like it's focused just past Lockwood Drive near the Trader Joe's for a possible incident reported there. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, south and Jessup, slow. And then each way through Laurel, seeing a bit of volume, but lanes are all reported open. Boy, it's been a doozy trying to get to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge this morning. Earlier incident had been on the outer loop of the Wilson Bridge. Incident cleared, but still seeing some police activity. So it's flashing lights on both shoulders. Lanes have been reopened, but jammed out of Newington onto the Beltway outer loop through Alexandria. And as you come out of the Annandale stretch of the Beltway too. So long lineup. Commuters looking for the alternates going north on 395 to eventually head to southbound 295 as the workaround. It's a long workaround, and we have a lot of commuters taking that bailout route as well. To get you through Manassas Park, north on 28 as you come up toward Yorkshire Lane. Crews are responding to the incident. And on 66 eastbound after 28 Centerville, that crash had been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances low, temperatures high. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm morning and a warm afternoon. 84 degrees. Probably falling shy of the record of 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Arlington, 66 in Waldorf, 68 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:38 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 8:05 this morning. How did the media do? How did they spin this debate? And also, how did the moderator do? Joe Concha, media critic from The Hill, will join us with his on-the-spot assessment of it. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
He'd rather have a puppet as president of
the United States. No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
I'm not the puppet. You're the puppet. What puppet do you think Hillary Clinton is on the... Now, that's, again, dangerous road to walk down, but you get my point. That was a fun moment in the debate. Your favorite moment, right, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the puppet line.
I also...
I like to think about what they might be if they were puppets.
I liked... I would like that to happen. I would. Wasn't there a British show that used to do that? They do mock politics with puppets.
Well, it was very big in Russia for a while, yeah.
Speaking of Russia, Hillary Clinton was asked specifically about how one of her leaked emails suggested that in a speech that she wanted open borders and an open trade, and she somehow made it all about Vladimir Putin and Russia. That was her answer. Donald Trump during the debate.
It was a great pivot off the fact that you want open borders, okay? How did we get on to Putin?
Hold on. Hold on, folks. Because this is going to end up getting...
Yeah, and then there's Chris Wallace chastising everybody. It's true. I'm glad that he called her out on that. What moments did you like in the debate last night? Howard in Manassas, you're on WMAL. Hey, Howard.
Good morning, Minnie. I know they're making a big deal about him not conceding power, and somebody said something about transfer of power. It's not like he's a sitting president.
Well, that's right, exactly. Good point, yeah.
So that part is all ridiculous. But for me personally, the biggest one was the partial birth abortion thing. How a person stands on that tells you who that person truly is. I challenge all your listeners to look that up. We would not let that be done to animals. Most people do not have a clue what that is. And she sits there and talks about her compassion for women and children, and she can support that horrific thing and say these silly things. He did a good job, but not a great job. He should have beat her over the head with that, because I'm telling you, that tells you all you need to know about the true heart of an individual.
Thanks, Howard. It came during a discussion about the Supreme Court. Chris Wallace specifically asked Hillary Clinton about her past comments saying a fetus has no rights, and about her support for partial birth abortion. She ignored the question about fetuses having rights or not, and then Trump followed up with this.
If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Joe in Fredericksburg, what did you like about the debate last night, Joe?
I thought it was a good debate. I thought it was more fair than the others have been. But I wanted to talk about the Russian thing.
Yeah.
Is there any proof that we've been hacked by the Russians, or is this just another one of her fibs?
Well, Joe, this is what the Clinton campaign, it's a talking point that they've been putting out there, and many people in the media, of course, as they do, they repeat it and parrot it. They keep saying 17 government agencies, intelligence agencies, have confirmed that the Russians, have you heard them say this?
Yeah.
17 government agencies. Where does that come from? Well, I looked it up. I found it. This is where it comes from. A letter written by Jay Johnson, Director of Homeland Security, and James Clapper, the Director of Intelligence in the United States, said that there are indications that Russia was behind some of these hacks. All right, that's it. Now, Jay Johnson and James Clapper, say what you will about them, but they are political appointees.
Well, Jay Johnson especially.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Clapper is the Director of Intelligence, he oversees
17 different agencies.
There you go. And so because he oversees those agencies and he wrote this letter, they are now taking it and saying it's been conclusively determined by 17 agencies of the U.S. government.
It may be, but I don't think it's conclusive.
Of course it's not, and it's bogus and it's political. Speaking of bogus and political, the question of the James O'Keefe Project Veritas tapes was not raised by Chris Wallace during the debate. Donald Trump alluded to them during the debate, but Hillary Clinton ignored it. But she was asked on her campaign plane directly by Jennifer Griffin from Fox News exactly about those tapes and about the fact that there were operatives who have now lost their jobs for engaging in dirty tricks and inciting violence at Trump rallies. Listen to Hillary's response to that.
Are you worried
if they are found to have, you know, I know nothing about this. I'm not, you know, I can't deal with every one of his conspiracy theories, but I hope you all have something to eat and something to drink on the way back to New York.
And that can...
But here, have some food. It's the old, bait and switch. I'm not going to answer your question, but look at this shiny food.
Yeah, and reporters go for it.
Oh, food? Yeah, I'm hungry. I'll eat.
Yeah, that concluded the 2 minutes and 20 seconds of discussion.
Yeah.
She spent about a minute and a half talking about how outraged she was that Trump wouldn't accept the results of the election. And then as soon as Jennifer Clinton said, hey, how about all of these, have some food, enjoy the buffet line.
It really is easy to...
divert reporters with food.
Yeah, well,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah, and it's,
I speak from some experience.
It's pretty pathetic. Yeah. How about Bill in Sharpsburg? You're on WMAL. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hey, I'm a retired Army signal soldier, and the question I would hope Trump would have asked her is, Secretary Clinton, is it possible that your server was the gateway into the hacking? I know from my own personal life that I now have identity protection courtesy of the government because my files at OPM and the State Department were hacked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's an easy connection.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. It's the perfect answer. Suddenly Hillary Clinton is worried about Russian hackers. Where was that concern when she set up an unauthorized, non-secured, non-government server outside of the federal laws protecting United States records? When did she show that concern then? Scott in Alabama, roll tide. Look out for my Michigan Wolverine, Scott. They're coming up on you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Roll tide, fellas. Hey, it's great hearing you guys. We're listening to you down here in Huntsville on the internet, and I think the greatest part was last night. Well, it was all good. But what got me out of my seat last night when he took Hillary Clinton right off her feet, right at the knees, was the pivot ordeal. I thought that was fantastic. That was great. But what's even better than that is listening to you folks there at WMAL all the way down here in Huntsville, Alabama.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, Scott. And you tell all your friends, use that WMAL app and listen to us online. And if you miss it, download the podcast.
Yeah, bless your heart.
744 on WMAL. Oh, no, it ain't. Look at that. It's 745. I got all messed up by all the magnolia blossoms in front of me down there in Alabama.
He was good. I liked old Scott there. Hey, listen, it's 745, which means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Here we go to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I know I've been talking about this since 6 o'clock. Well, that's when we had the activity begin on the Wilson Bridge. It's been cleared as far as lanes being reopened, but damage is done. We have huge backups trying to get leaving the Beltway through Annandale and get north on 95, all to go Outer Loop, past Eisenhower, Telegraph Road, and across the Wilson Bridge. Still see some police activity on both shoulders, so still have a bit of a distraction. Also, with the Beltway so slow, factor in the feeder roads, trying to get up through to the Beltway. Definitely seeing those delays, Route 1, Telegraph Road. Anyone who's trying to get up toward that stretch of the Beltway also impacted. Out of Maryland, you could see the activity from earlier this morning. Have delays that begin before you get to Route 5. Suitland Parkway delays this morning, almost back to Silver Hill Road, getting to 295, the crash 295 north of the Naval Research Lab. That's been out of the travel lanes. DDOT tells me lanes have been reopened there. Let's go George Washington Parkway. We didn't forget about you, but it's been about the volume. 123. That's where the delays begin. Southbound GW Parkway 123 and down toward the Key Bridge and inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated showers, thunder showers today. Warm morning, partly sunny as we go through the day. 84 is too shy of a record. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 66, 71 tomorrow. Some rain developing as we go through the second part of the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It's 747. We want to make sure that you are aware that we're going to be on the road tomorrow. We'll be doing the show tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 from the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. And we want you to come join us. That means a time that we're doing our diner tour. We do this every political season. We go out. We talk about politics. We have some pancakes. Politics, pancakes, and there could be pork products.
Yeah.
And we'll do all that. We'll have a good time.
All the pieces.
And here's the thing. We have this roving microphone. And we can actually go out and talk to you. So if you ever, you know, say, well, I don't like to call in. Well, you don't have to. We'll be right there. We'll ask you questions. And you can help be part of our program. We'd love to have you come out. There will be special guests, which it's always a surprise who shows up. But it's always pretty interesting. We always have really great guests at these things. So you definitely want to come out. It's at 8101 Fletcher Street in McLean, Virginia, the Silver Diner in Tyson's
Corner. Yeah, we want to see you there. And we always hear people love watching the behind-the-scenes stuff. If you ever wondered what it looks like to put our show on every morning for 4 hours, all the content, you mentioned pork products. Yeah. Basically, you get to watch us make the sausage.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so all the bits and pieces.
The mics goes off and we go, ah!
and we freak out and we plan the next segment.
What do we do?
Well, we sort of have our hair's like on fire for a moment.
Okay.
That happens sometimes.
Does it?
Controlled chaos.
You'll enjoy it, trust me. Come on out and do that and share some coffee with us. And also, I got to say, one of the greatest things about doing these diners, and we've been doing them now for quite some time, is the camaraderie.
Yeah.
The fact that we get to connect with you, and we do feel like we have a very personal connection with you, since we're in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your car with you, riding shotgun with you as you're coming into work. But also the camaraderie with all of your fellow Mornings on the Mall listeners. You're gonna be able to share a lot of laughs and a lot of fun, and friendships are made at these diners. Friendships mm-hmm. where people come back again and again and continue to be friends on Facebook and all those things. And if you need some friends during these trying times and during this election, it's kind of nice to connect over some coffee and pancakes and watch Brian and I do our crazy bit for you in the morning.
That's right.
So please join us. We really do want to see you.
We'll be doing this for 3 weekends leading up to the election. We start in Tyson's Corner. We'll also do one in Maryland, and we'll go back to Virginia for the last one. So definitely start with us tomorrow morning. Tyson's Corner, Silver Diner, 8101 Fletcher Street. Hope to see you there. Doors open at 5.
Yes, we will see you. And also lots of surprise guests. You know, most of our guests who are usually on the phone, they'll be live. They'll be out there. A good chunk of them will be there. And they may even, you know, bring a Sharpie so they can sign an autograph or two. It is 7:49 on WMAO.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Are you worried about your retirement number? That elusive, nagging number that's so important to your future. It's how much you'll need for retirement. This is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show. Tune in and we'll discuss the markets and give you sound investing strategies to help move you closer to your retirement number.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Oh, sure, the temperatures are in the 80s this week, but it is fall. And whether it's chilly out or not, fall means certain things to all of us. It means football watching parties. It means friends, families, and other get-togethers. It means the holidays are right around the corner. So ask yourself, when you're having all of these family events and friends coming over for all these parties, are you proud of your carpets, or are you a little embarrassed by all of the mess going on down there? Are you embarrassed how dirty that is? Are you maybe from the kids, the pets, the wine spills, maybe just normal abuse? Do you want to take care of it? Would you like to get that off your mind while you're having a party in your own home? Well, Zero Res can help. Yes, Zero Res. They'll turn your old carpets back into soft, gorgeous carpets, smelling clean and fresh. Honestly, it's like getting brand new carpets. Trust me, I used to have dirty carpets. I had the aforementioned wine spills, plus some messes from my kids. But Zero Res came to my house for a cleaning, and now my carpets look brand new again. Call them right now to get clean before the holidays. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will expertly pre-treat, clean, and sanitize each room of carpet for only $59 a room. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
It is now 7:53 on WMAO. Time to check, see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamblick.
Things are looking good for your wallet, your stock portfolio. Futures point to a higher open today. Stocks are up 2 days in a row because of strong earnings. Insurance company Travelers, though, saw profits fall 23% because of higher losses for weather-related catastrophes. Home builder PulteGroup, profits up 20% because it sold more homes at higher prices. Mattel sold more Barbies. eBay sales rose for the third quarter in a row. And here's something that might not help us older guys. LinkedIn's out with its list of the most desirable skills employers are looking for these days. It's all about tech. Cloud computing, data analysis, coding, and mobile app development are in hot demand. Degrees in those areas are expensive, but they do pay off with great salaries. And you can use the money you make from those jobs to spend on the new Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog, which is now out. Among the new deals, a private quarterback camp with legendary San Francisco 49er Joe Montana for just $65,000. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here we go, round the beltway. It's not been the normal morning whatsoever. To the Wilson Bridge, outer loop, your delay begins as you come out of Annandale. So Annandale, so if you're leaving Tyson's and heading toward 95, 395 and eventually over to the Wilson Bridge, everybody's impacted from the earlier incident on the bridge span. Lanes have been reopened, but again, I'm still seeing some flashing lights on the shoulders as you approach the bridge. Also, leaving 95 out of Newington to get up onto the bridge. Out of Maryland, your delay is back near Route 5 Branch Avenue, 295 north, north of the Naval Research Lab. Crash had been cleared over to the shoulder. Suitland Parkway delays heavy to get to 295 and eventually over the Douglas Bridge, or if you're getting onto the freeway, either direction, slows off the 11th Street Bridge, slows off of the 14th Street Bridge. Now let's take you Baltimore, Washington Parkway, to outside of the Beltway first through Laurel, heavy each way, then inside the Beltway near 202 to join on to Kenilworth Avenue. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Rain chances low, temperatures high. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm morning and a warm afternoon. 84 degrees, probably falling shy of the record of 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is 7:57.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll take your calls, continue taking your calls on last night's big debate.
Also, we'll talk to Joe Concha. How did the moderator do?